88.9 Shine FM is safe and fun for the whole family, and part of our Shine family is Eckerd Center, Eckerd Psychology and Education Center, joined by the founder, Kimberly Eckerd, right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Now, for those that don't know, we chat every Wednesday, and you give us some great advice to help out families here, parenting moments, and last week we started talking about teens and how they just put so much pressure on themselves.
Yes. And so we are working on figuring out how do we end this toxic perfectionism that exists for kids. So many teens feel like they just aren't good enough unless they're at the top of the class and excel in the sport of their choice, or they play the best instrument, or they have a ton of friends, hundreds of likes on their posts. You get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure, pressure, pressure. Some of this feeling of not being good enough comes from comparing themselves with others, or what we call social comparison. Although it's perfectly natural to measure yourself against others, it's rooted in our inherent need to belong and be accepted. It isn't necessarily good for our mental health, however. The reason is that we become stuck in this impossible conundrum. We feel we can't be worthy unless we're better than those we're comparing ourselves to. And Karen Bluth, who is the author of Making Friends with Yourself, says that we feel like we can't be worthy unless we're better than those we're comparing ourselves to. And get this, we must be better in everything, in every domain of our lives. Of course, it is impossible for our team to be better than everyone else in everything. So determining your value by comparing yourself and others is perpetuated in schools with grades and GPAs, which make it easy to see precisely how you measure up to your competition.
Mm-hmm.
But even worse, social comparison is fueled by social media.
Indeed.
With the number of likes, yeah, you get this, right, Mike? You can just see that there is this popularity piece that has been amped up in a way that we just didn't have to deal with when we were teens. So there's no hiding or pretending if you get only a few likes. And for many teens, the conclusion is I'm a social failure. So comparing ourselves to others and striving to be perfect is a recipe for mental health problems. We know from research that self-critical perfectionism, the kind of perfectionism where you set high standards for yourself and criticize yourself when you don't meet them, where you focus on your failures and constantly doubt yourself, is linked to depression and anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a different kind of perfectionism, which researchers call personal standards perfectionism. And this is not related to depression and anxiety. It just simply means you set high goals for yourself, but you drop the harsh self-criticism.
Oh.
So we also know from research that those with self-critical perfectionism worry and ruminate even on the weekend and holidays when they're supposed to be relaxing. And this, of course, never allows them to reset. So what can we do? How can we help our teens see that it's possible to have high standards while at the same time treating themselves kindly? Well, that's what we're going to turn to for the rest of the month.
Okay, well, we'll continue that discussion next Wednesday. For now, for those that are looking to get your services or wondering about your services, please tell us about the Eckerd Center.
All right, so we are a one-stop shop for families' needs. We provide counseling, psychoeducational assessments, academic coaching, for students with learning disabilities, ADHD, and autism spectrums. And we also have registered dietitians through our partnership with Revive Wellness.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
something for everyone.
Place. You bet.
Okay, EckerdCenter.com for more on that, and possibly an initial visit going to you for free. That's going to go to who today, Kimberly?
We're going to go with caller number 5 today.
Caller 5 right now, 403-276-8888. We'll enjoy that free initial visit. Thank you so much, Kimberly, and great topic. We'll continue next Wednesday.
Sounds great.